Some Enchanted Evening, The Simpsons, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, http://en.wikipedia.org. This recording is based on the January 23, 2009 version of the article, and may not reflect subsequent changes. Introduction. Some Enchanted Evening is the 13th and final episode of The Simpsons' first season, and originally aired on the Fox Network on May 13, 1990. Although it was the first episode produced, it aired as the season finale due to significant animation problems. The episode features Bart's, Lisa's, and Maggie's encounter with the notorious Babysitter Bandit. After resolving a marital dilemma, Homer and Marge want to spend a night on the town, so they need a babysitter to look after their children. They hire Miss Botts through a babysitting service. Miss Botts is later revealed to be the Babysitter Bandit, and after restraining the oldest children, she robs the family. The episode features cultural references to such films as The Night of the Hunter and Psycho, as well as a musical reference to A Star is Born. It received mixed reception. Some critics deemed it the best episode of the season, while others regarded it the season's poorest. Image, captioned, Miss Botts captures Bart and Lisa. Table of Contents. Section 1, Plot. Section 2, Production. Section 3, Cultural References. Section 4, Reception. Section 5, References. Section 6, External Links. Section 1, Plot. Marge is depressed that her husband Homer does not appreciate their relationship. She calls Dr. Marvin Monroe's radio call-in therapy show, and the doctor urges her to confront Homer. Homer, who has heard the call on a radio at work, feels bad and brings home a single rose and a box of chocolates. Marge's mood immediately softens, and a remorseful Homer tells Marge that he will take her to a night on the town, including dinner at a fancy restaurant, dancing, and a night at a motel. Marge and Homer now need a babysitter and hire Miss Botts through a local babysitting service. On Marge's advice, Miss Botts puts Maggie to bed and has Bart and Lisa watching The Happy Little Elves. After Miss Botts leaves the room, however, Bart tunes into a station airing America's Most Armed and Dangerous, a parody of America's Most Wanted, which profiles a burglar nicknamed the Babysitter Bandit. A mugshot of the suspect shows Bart and Lisa that Miss Botts is the Babysitter Bandit. Miss Botts enters the living room and realizes that her cover has been blown. Bart and Lisa try to hide, but she easily finds them, ties them up, and forces them to watch The Happy Little Elves as she continues packing the family's possessions into her suitcases. Maggie eventually wakes up and goes downstairs to discover that her siblings are tied up and watching TV. Maggie frees Bart and Lisa, and they are able to knock out Miss Botts with a baseball bat. After tying up Miss Botts, the kids find all their telephones disabled and go to a nearby pay telephone to alert the authorities. Meanwhile, Marge tries to call home to check up on the kids, but gets no answer. Worried, she and Homer decide to go home. They find Miss Botts bound and gagged in front of the TV. Homer, thinking his children have gotten the best of another babysitter and unaware of her true identity, frees her and pays her handsomely. After advising Homer to keep an eye on Bart, Miss Botts makes a clean getaway, just seconds before the Springfield police arrive to arrest her. Homer begins to scold Bart for his behavior towards Miss Botts, until he finds a reporter's microphone shoved in his face, telling him that he just freed a wanted criminal. Section 2. Production. Even though this episode aired as the last episode of the first season, it was the first episode in production and was intended to be the first episode to air from the half-hour show. The series is a spin-off from The Tracy Ullman Show, in which the family already appeared in a series of animated one-minute shorts. The characters were already created, but had to be further developed in order to carry a half-hour show. The episode was therefore meant as an introduction to the characters. Simpsons creator Matt Groening and writer-producer Sam Simon of such television series as Cheers wrote the script for the episode. Both Groening and Simon are credited with developing the series. The name of Miss Botts was based on a real person that once babysat Matt Groening. The episode was first directed by Kent Butterworth. Klasky Csupo, the animation studio that produced the earlier Simpsons shorts, was in charge of the animation, with one exception. During the years of producing the shorts, everything was created in-house. Due to the increased workload of the full-length episodes, production was subcontracted to South Korean animation studio, abbreviation AKOM. While character and background layout is done by the domestic studio, tweening, coloring, and filming is done by the overseas studio. A debacle erupted when this episode, the first to return from animation in Korea, was screened in front of the production staff at the Gracie Films bungalow. The executive producer and developer James L. Brooks' initial reaction to the animation was, quote, "This is shit," end quote. After that reaction, the room cleared. A heated argument ensued between Brooks and Klasky Csupo Animation Studio head Gabor Csupo, who denied that there was anything wrong with the animation and suggested that the real problem was with the quality of the show's writing. The problem with the animation, from the producer's point of view, was that it did not exhibit a distinct style envisioned for the show. At the time, there were only a few choices for animation style. Usually, they would either follow the style of Disney, Warner Brothers, or Hanna-Barbera. Disney and Warner Brothers cartoons had a universe that was bendy, and the characters seemed to be made of rubber. The producers wanted a realistic environment in which the characters and objects could not do anything that was not possible in the real world. One example with the early animation being cartoonish was that the doors behaved like rubber when slammed. The style of Hanna-Barbera featured the use of cartoon sounds, which they did not want either. The producers considered aborting production on this series if the next episode, Bart the Genius, turned out as this episode, but fortunately it turned out to only suffer a few easily fixable problems. Afterwards, the producers entreated Fox to postpone the series premiere for several months. The premiere then switched to Simpsons Roasting on an Open Fire, which had to be aired in December, being a Christmas special. This ensured that more time could be spent fixing the animation problems with this episode. Directional duties for the retakes were handed from Kent Butterworth to David Silverman, who already had considerable experience directing the shorts. Silverman estimates that about 70% of everything had to be redone. Most of these retakes consisted of changing the backgrounds. The result is an episode where the animation is uneven because it shifts between the early animation and the retakes. It is still possible to see the doors slam like they were made of rubber. The Fox censors wanted to replace the sentence, "the blue thing with the things," which they believed to be too sexual. Due to the fledgling position of the Fox network, Jim Brooks had obtained an unusual contractual provision that ensured the network could not interfere with the creative process by providing show notes, so the producers simply ignored the censors. The episode featured a few early character designs. Mo Sizlak has black hair in this episode, which was later changed to gray. Barney Gumble has yellow hair, which was later changed to brown in order to differentiate the character's hair color from that of his skin. Because of the delayed airing, there are also a few continuity errors. Santa's Little Helper, for example, does not appear in this episode, despite being introduced in Simpsons Roasting on an Open Fire. Hank Azaria was, at the time, credited as a guest star for portraying Moe Szyslak. In this episode, Moe was originally voiced by Christopher Collins. But when Azaria came with his version, they decided to overdub Collins' voice. Azaria became a regular cast member in the second season. Section 3. Cultural References. Miss Bott's pursuit of Bart into the cellar is reminiscent of Robert Mitchum's pursuit of a young boy in the film The Night of the Hunter. Moe's Tavern plays The Man That Got Away from the 1954 remake of A Star Is Born, directed by George Cukor, and starring Judy Garland and James Mason. Section 4. Reception. Penny Marshall, who played Miss Botts, ranked on AOL's list of their favorite 25 Simpsons guest stars. The episode has been received with mixed results. According to Al Jean, people thought this episode to be the greatest episode of the first season after the season ended. However, in 2006, IGN.com named The Crepes of Wrath the best episode of the first season. The episode finished 12th for the week in the Nielsen ratings, with a rating of 15.4, being seen by approximately 14.2 million homes. The authors of the book I Can't Believe It's a Bigger and Better Updated Unofficial Simpsons Guide, Warren Martin and Adrian Wood, said, quote, "It's quite a shock to discover that this confident, fully rounded episode was the first to be made. The perfect template." End quote. Another DVD review from The Digital Bits calls the behind-the-scenes story more interesting than the actual episode. This concludes the audio recording of this article. This sound file, and all text in the article, are released under the GNU Free Documentation License, located at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.